fighting to help Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden in Rzeszów, Poland earlier today with Poland's leader, where they spoke to humanitarian workers. The president said the U.S. and NATO allies will continue to do everything they can to stop Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Keep the democracies united in our opposition and our effort to curtail the devastation that is occurring at the hands of a man who, I quite frankly, think is a war criminal.
The two are set to meet again tomorrow to discuss the refugee crisis as thousands of Ukrainians stream into Poland. Russian forces in Ukraine appear to have shifted focus from a ground offensive aimed at Kyiv to prioritizing what Moscow calls liberation the contested Donbas region in the east. A man convicted in a notorious school bus hijacking over 40 years ago may soon be freed.
Back in 1976, Frederick Woods and two other gunmen hijacked a school bus near Chowchilla, California, about 150 miles southeast of San Francisco. The trio demanded $5 million in ransom, but their plot was foiled when the 26 children and their driver managed to escape. All three were arrested. Nearly 50 years later, parole commissioners are now recommending 70-year-old Woods for release. His two accomplices are already free. California law now requires greater weight be given to freeing older inmates who were youthful offenders. Tom Graham, Fox News.
An ice shelf the size of New York City has collapsed in East Antarctica, an area scientists had long thought to be stable and not affected by climate change. The collapse was captured by satellite images. The collapse happened at the beginning of an unusual warm spell last week when temperatures were more than 70 degrees higher than normal for the region. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One of the biggest shipping companies in the world is sending a much-needed care package to Ukraine.
Direct from Memphis International Airport, FedEx sharing the love with a cargo plane loaded with 76 tons of medical aid for Ukraine refugees on a charter express flight out Saturday. FedEx paying for the flight, donating $1.5 million to relief efforts. Supplies collected by the group Direct Relief include an entire emergency field hospital, 50 beds, IV poles and kits, defibrillators, tourniquets, oxygen supplies, along with antibiotics, wound dressings, inhalers, and medicines for respiratory conditions, the thyroid and the heart. Precisely the most desperately needed medical supplies requested by Ukraine's health ministry. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
The European Union has set the stage for a stepped-up crackdown on tech companies with an agreement on rules to rein in online gatekeepers like Google and Facebook parent company Meta. EU officials have agreed on wording for their Digital Markets Act, which seeks to prevent tech companies from dominating digital markets with the threat of big fines or even the possibility of a company breakup. A women's basketball legend says current WNBA players have been told to keep mum about a star being held in Russia.
Appearing on I Am Athlete, Basketball Hall of Famer Lisa Leslie revealed that WNBA players were told to limit what they said about Brittany Griner's detainment in Russia on drug trafficking charges.
So that they could not use her as a pawn.
Briner has been in custody since February after allegedly being found with cannabis oil vape cartridges in her carry-on at an airport outside of Moscow. Limited details have emerged since her detainment, but Leslie made clear the goal was to avoid escalating an international situation.
Fox's Matt Napolitano on Wall Street after an up-and-down day. Stocks ended the day mixed. The Dow added 153, the Nasdaq off 22, the S&P gained 22. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.